Good morning. It's a Wednesday morning. We're with the editor of the Daily Gazette, Judy Patrick, who joins us each Wednesday. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
Well, five new medical marijuana facilities have been named, and one of them is in Glenville, New York.
Yeah, and a new dispensary would be open in Saratoga County. This is all part of the state's expansion of a medical option it made available 2 years ago. New York City-based Fiorello Pharmaceuticals announced its plans to build in Glenville yesterday, the same day the State Department of Health announced approval of five new registered organizations that would be part of a what we say is a budding industry in New York. The move doubles the number of approved providers of medical marijuana from 5 to 10 and will double the number of approved dispensaries, the pharmacies where the substance is available to patients, from 20 to 40. The only capital region impact will be created by Fiorello, which will build its production facility at the Glenville Business and Technology Park and open dispensaries at locations to be announced in Saratoga, Monroe, Nassau, and New York counties. There are also three existing dispensaries in and around Albany. One is run by Vero Health of New York, which operates a cultivation facility in Fulton County. The facility in Glenville will be built by the company, which was formed in 2014. Under state law, it's required to be integrated vertically, which means it will handle all aspects of the product itself, growing the plants, extracting the active ingredients, refining them into dosage units, and then dispensing or delivering them to patients. New York State's medical marijuana program got off to a slow start. It's been criticized for being cumbersome and not user-friendly. The state has since been seeking to make medical marijuana easier to obtain and more commonly used. Tuesday's announcements were part of that effort, legalizing home delivery, authorizing wholesaling, and adding physicians' assistants and nurse practitioners to the list of people authorized to prescribe marijuana are also expected to help that. But the big change came in late March when the state added chronic pain to the list of conditions for which marijuana could be prescribed. The number of certified patients has nearly doubled since March to 25,736 as of Tuesday. The Fulton County provider, Vireal, and some of the other originally licensed marijuana providers have criticized the state's plan to double the number of companies in the field. They're saying that the industry is too new, too small, and too fragile in New York for such a move, so they're a little upset about the competition.
Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us on Wednesdays with the news of the region. For more, you can go to dailygazette.com. Thanks, Judy.